How many? Just one day or a couple? How did you configure it with this camp?
No, you know what? I happened to be out in Northern California for a little bit of time before, so we worked it into our schedule to get down to Southern California for, I think we were in Southern California for 3 or 4 days, and had a chance to get together with Tony to get some work done. I thought it was productive. Just to, you know, fill him in on a couple of things that we were working on and just work on a couple of different things that I wanted to get from him. And you know, he came back in. He's been out at practice the last 2 days and looked great.
He said when he was there, he spent time with a high school kid. He was an athlete. He was throwing the balls to keep it going. Can you imagine being in high school throwing to a guy like Tony Gonzalez? A little nerve-wracking?
Oh, my God. I can't imagine doing that. No, that's probably an unbelievable experience for that kid to be able to work with Tony. But he makes it easy, you know, for guys to feel comfortable. I don't care if you're in high school or you're in your second year in the NFL. When he comes in, you have to throw to him. It's a little bit intimidating, you know. But he makes you feel a little bit more comfortable. It's just his personality, and you know, it was probably a lot of fun.
He was asked if there's any kind of resentment coming back from the guys in the locker room. He took a break away and came back, but he said my quarterback was okay with it. He's the leader of this team. That's all I needed. You didn't care, did you?
No, I mean it's he's in a unique spot, you know, and he's a guy that works extremely hard. And takes care of himself extremely well and is always really prepared. And so, no, you know, when he got back, I knew we'd have a couple of weeks to kind of work together before the season gets started, and we're going to be ready to go. It really hasn't taken that long. I mean, in 2 days, you know, we've gotten back to some of the things that we've been doing for 4 or 5 years now. And, you know, he looks great, so I'm excited about it. We're going to, you know, everybody's busted his chops a little bit, which is just the nature of the locker room, but it's all been in good humor.
What are you looking forward to getting accomplished against the Tennessee Titans this week?
I think the biggest thing is to execute better than we did the first two. This is the first chance we're going to have to kind of install a game plan and go through some of those things. And so, you know, you want to get set in your routine. You want to have yourself prepared. So that when you get into the game, you can go out there, make the right checks, get into the right protections, and make all those things happen so you're confident when the season rolls around that you know what it takes to get yourself prepared. And so I think that's the biggest thing. We want to execute really well this week.
You've never really played a game without Roddy White. What's it going to be like looking to your left and not seeing 8-4 on there?
Yeah, I'm happy it's a preseason game. you know, you like to have him out there every chance you get, but it'll be different. It'll be a little different. You know, every game I've played in the NFL, he's been right there playing for me. So he'll get himself right in the next couple of weeks and, you know, hopefully be out there when the season opens up.
What have you seen out of Harry this camp in the preseason?
I think Harry's been great. He really has. He's a guy that, you know, flies under the radar with some of the other guys that we have on our offense, but certainly is capable of making big plays. And, you know, I think with Julio out the first game and then Roddy being out a little bit of the second game, he's had an opportunity to get in there and play a little bit more and be targeted a little bit more. And, you know, I think he's doing a really good job for us. I've always, you know, I came in with Harry, so he's one of the tightest guys, one of the guys that I'm the tightest with in the locker room. I think he's going to be productive, really productive for us.
Is this third preseason game the one the veterans really look forward to?
Yeah, I think, you know, as a veteran, every time you step on the field, you got to know you have to be prepared and you have to be ready to go. And so we've got those kind of guys. But, you know, I think the third one is the one that you game plan for and you get yourself the most prepared for. And it's your last real dress rehearsal before you get ready for the season. So I think guys are fired up about that.
Is it just, I mean, the routine the week of, and then also you can get yourself into more of a rhythm on the field as well?
Yeah, we're not sleeping up here at the dorms anymore. We're sleeping in our own beds, which is nice. And we're out of here at night. No meetings until 10:30. So that's a good thing. But it's just one of those things. You get back into the routine of what the season is like, and I think guys enjoy that.